My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we look into how our scammers Belinda and Mavis do business. So listen and enjoy.
So when we last left on April 18th, I had warned somebody that Dick Eldorado's old flame, Mavis, was not the person who he thought he was in a new relationship with.
Yeah.
That set off some problems.
Yeah.
Mavis came back to me out of the blue, asked me, I asked her about her brother, so how's your brother? And she's like, well, why are you saying he's stealing from you? Did he steal from you? I'm like, no.
And it's just like, you didn't say anything of the sort. It came out of left field.
Yeah. And then she had a real problem with my relationship with Belinda, saying my heart wasn't pure, saying that I'm sleeping with my wife all the time.
You dirtbag sleeping with your wife.
And that I'm cheating with Belinda. I'm cheating on Belinda. And I'm like, well, Belinda knows all this stuff. I'm not touching her. I've been faithful to Belinda.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute. Yeah, you're not touching the supposed-to-be-soon ex-wife, but you're not touching Belinda either, actually.
And Belinda was kind of, how would you say Belinda's attitude to all this was?
She just seemed really, like, indifferent. Like, yeah, whatever you want to do at one point. And then she was getting pissed at you.
It was a bad day.
Yeah, it was weird.
And remember, at one point, I had Mavis and Belinda both yelling at me at the same time.
Yeah.
Joe, you look puzzled.
That happened to me once. Anyway, why I'm looking the way I am is that
genetics.
If some that's funny. Asshole.
Do I have to be insulted if I was being funny?
Caught me off guard that one. Yeah. But the way I'm looking, so why not set yourself up again, stupid?
I know.
The method of my madness is that
genetics.
The bridge too far, dumbbell. All right.
Not really. Still getting laughs.
All right. But because Mavis is thinking that you're cheating and this, that, and the other thing, if we come to the understanding that they might be the same person,
right?
They might be a different person because the backstory Mavis doesn't understand the backstory is, you know, like I'm saying, she would understand.
Mavis wasn't caught up. Mavis wasn't up with the whole story.
But if it was the same person, they wouldn't be alluding to that.
Because I've had video chats with them both.
Right, right.
Yeah, I don't think that in any way they are the same person. They might have been sharing information or sharing tools because they had very similar emails and all those kind of connections.
Right, so it seemed like they're more and more like they're part of a syndicate.
Right, yes. So basically in the whole scheme of things, are they the same person? No. No, they're not.
I don't think so. I don't think that they ever were.
Well, I don't know. I don't think so that either. I think they're working together.
Yeah.
I don't think Mavis can recognize the true love that Belinda and I have.
But even if they're working together, wouldn't Mavis have a good running order of the backstory?
No, I don't think so.
Shouldn't they have to they're going to work in cahoots together?
You'd think.
But you would think if they're going to work into cahoots together, shouldn't they? I mean, when we with Dick Eldorado and this, that, I mean, listening to the replays, you were getting pissed off at me
there's
a difference.
Because we have me. They don't have me to make sure the stories are straight. But Mavis got all pissed off because I ruined one of her clients and she lost her shit.
I have said this from time and time again. They have their agenda. We have ours. If their agenda is trying to scam us out of money, they should have the stories in check.
I think Mavis was so incensed that I potentially cost her a client that she was like, screw this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. But, no, she just went off script and started yelling at you.
Yeah, but as a matter of fact, now, listening on the clips that are going to be up on iHeart, Davin was getting a little upset with me when I was going into the Dr. Wawing chat with because he goes, all right, you got to back off, stupid, because what's going to happen, they might get, you know, think, all right, these guys are, you know, and back off.
This guy's too
silly. I got called on the carpet about it. Mm-hmm. They should think on their end, for their deal, they should have the story straight and not horse around with it.
People that are so in love. And remember, by all accounts, I'm still head over heels over Belinda.
Well, you know what? I mean, Sheru and Lisa both called it. They said, well, you know, how do they know each other? They're sitting side by side at the internet cafe.
But wouldn't they know the backstories if
they
are?
I don't think they were sitting side by side at that moment.
Not at that moment.
They know the
But Joe, you remember that there were times that we have felt like a sea change in the tone, even with Belinda herself.
Yes.
And we
very recently.
Yeah, but we also felt, you know, at different times we felt, is this a different writer? And there were times where one of them thought that her name was Mabel. You know,
they
have dropped the ball on their stories. So I think that even if they're trying to keep it, you know, the storyline pretty straight,
understanding, you would think then there might be a different Mavis that doesn't know the backstory well.
Or has so many people on the hook, it's hard to keep it straight.
That's true.
How many people potentially on the hook.
Okay.
April 19th, these profiles I was blocked or deleted from on Facebook. Agnes Arete, which was the Julie Love picture, that was the Belinda Abbey. That one we had gotten rid of a while ago.
Uh-huh.
Mavie Mills, which was the picture of Richard's girlfriend.
Oh.
Mavis Mills, which was Ann Angel, which was the one I had warned DJ about.
Right.
Mavis Mills, which was Ann Angel's picture named Belinda Abbey. Mavis Mills, the real Mavis Mills.
Wow.
Mickey Wynn, the brother of Mavis Mills, friend of Belinda Abbey. Remember, I questioned her.
Yeah.
I questioned Belinda about Mickey Wynn.
Sounds like a wedding party when they come into the room.
Yes, yes.
But remember,
it's a bullshit wedding. Yeah, it is a bullshit wedding. None of these people are real.
But remember, I questioned Belinda about Mickey Wynn.
Yeah.
And she said she knew nothing about it.
Right. It's like, but he's on your page.
Well, I have a lot of friends. I'm like, you have 20-something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you can't keep track of 20?
Yeah. Exactly. So all those people after my fallout with Mavis, all those profiles were gone or I was blocked from. So she pretty much admitted she had control over those things. Mm-hmm. And remember, she was fighting me on that.
Oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden, they're all whoop, all at the same time. Yeah. I guess everybody in the village decided to disavow any knowledge of you at the same time. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Did it happen
at a tribal tribunal? You know, they said, this guy, block him on Facebook.
April 22nd, Belinda says, hi, are you there? I don't respond.
Oh, are we put out?
Playing hard to get, are you?
I certainly am.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.